If you're driving south on Old 71 and go west on 74 just past West Fork, after going up and down some lush green hills and around some curves framed with wildflowers, you will arrive at the town of Winslow. As you pull into town, a pavilion will be on your right. Straight ahead, just beyond the railroad tracks, is an old gray brick two-story building. It was once the general store. And to the left, a row of buildings, the kind that meet at their walls. It's here, in between City Hall and the Mercantile, that you will find the Winslow Museum. And inside is Miss Barbara Ashbow. Not quite a Winslow native. She's lived here just 40 years.
I was able to learn a lot of the history by memory from teaching, substitute teaching in Winslow School. And instead of doing the subject I was supposed to be doing, I would do Winslow history, which was easier for me, and the kids liked it better.
Miss Barbara helped start the museum in 2006 in what was once the Winslow Post Office and then the library. A book depository can be seen in the front window. Prior to the 1900s, Winslow was a stagecoach stop for lines running from Fayetteville to the River Valley. Timber quickly became a source of income.
This is a picture that shows one day the amount of wood that was ready to be shipped out. And they say that every Saturday, all three roads coming into downtown had wagons back as far as you could see hauling in what they had cut during the week.
The lumber was primarily used for fence posts and railroad ties. Incorporated in 1905, the town quickly became prosperous. The coming of the railroad further opened the area to the outside world, and due to the high elevation, there were cooler temperatures in the summer, making it a popular spot for vacationers.
And as I said, there were six large hotels here that were full all the summers. People had homes here from as far away as Chicago, Galveston, Texas. Lots of people from various places in Texas. Of course, a lot of people from Fort Smith. And the men commuted on those. So it was just a wonderful history.
Though the population has remained steady at 400 inhabitants, the town is in a decline, one that began in the 1930s.
At one time, we had a health center, health clinic here. And Washington Regional said it wasn't profitable, so they got rid of it, which was a big blow, too, because we had worked for several years doing everything we could to make money to establish the clinic. We had a doctor here for 8 years.
Another loss was the closing of the high school in 2005. But it was during the town's heyday that Winslow's most famous citizen, Maud Dunlap Duncan, first arrived.
She came here when she was 14 in 1887, and she taught area schools for a few years, and then she helped her foster father in his drugstore. He was a doctor.
She learned the druggist trade, traveling to Hot Springs to take the registered test, becoming the second female pharmacist in Arkansas in 1906. Maud married in 1908.
And her husband started a newspaper and built a two-story drugstore, two-story over in this area where we are now. And he printed a little newspaper called the Winslow American upstairs, and she had the drugstore downstairs. And he passed away in 1918 from the flu epidemic, or pneumonia, I believe it was. And she continued to try to publish the newspaper and work in the drugstore.
Eventually selling the drugstore so she could focus on other endeavors, such as becoming mayor of Winslow.
And in 1925, a group of Winslow women got together and decided they'd run for city government, which, you know, they'd only had the right to vote since 1920. And so that was a real big deal. And the men got together and decided they would elect them just for the heck of it, and that they knew they weren't going to be successful and they'd make a mess and then the men would take over again.
But they were successful, remaining in office for 2 years. As mayor, Maud got rid of the town's virtually unused jailhouse and made the area more accessible.
The road going out toward what is now 540 is an S-curve, and it was straight up. So the old Model T's had to back up it. They couldn't go forward because the gas ran back and it wouldn't get to the carburetor. And so they changed the road alignment.
This petticoat government, as it was called, was the first in Arkansas and one of the first in the United States. Newspaper men came from all over to interview them. In a special exhibit, the museum has articles from the Chicago Delphinium Monthly, the Des Moines Register, and a copy of one from a New York paper. After her career in government, Maud focused on the paper, the Winslow American. She did it all, writing, typesetting, to running the press. The four-page weekly contained
local news, you know, Mayor so-and-so went to Fort Smith yesterday. But it's real interesting if you get into the history, those old newspapers, because you recognize names and you know who they were and so forth. So it gives you a lot of history on other people just to read the Winslow Americans.
The museum has a good selection, ranging from 1908 until the 1950s. Being the area's only newspaper woman also helped Maud gain national attention. The people who vacationed there would take stories of her back home. She published the paper literally until she was too frail to continue, never even increasing the price.
All of the years that it was published, from 1908 to 1953, is the last I know of that she published it. Every year was a dollar a year. And they were sent by mail to all over. Had a large subscription list. And bless her heart, that was her only income. That was before Social Security and any help. And so she really had a hard time.
Though she was facing destitution, Maud was prideful and wouldn't take handouts from anyone, only accepting a dinner invitation if she thought her company was wanted. She eventually went to a nursing home in Fayetteville, where she died 2 years later. While she is Winslow's most famous citizen, other things have put the town on the map. Three movies have been filmed here, including the 1993 film Frank and Jesse, with Rob Lowe and Randy Travis. And there are other people the museum would like to highlight, including a Civil War veteran who fought for the Confederacy, later becoming Winslow's Justice of the Peace, and conducting Maud Duncan's swearing-in when she became mayor. But it is clear that Maud Dunlap Duncan is special in this town, and to Miss Barbara.
This is a poem written by Lida Wynn Pace about Maud in 1927. The end of it, says, "And about the best booster there is to be found, well, she's worth heaps in our little town."
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.